Here at Tag Hole, there was once a mill, its water wheel turned by the Calder, powering its looms for weaving wool. Before it was demolished in the early 20th century, leaving only its weir, a fair was held nearby, with swings, refreshments, fortune tellers, and boats for hire. In the 1950s, Fred Craddock continued the tradition, hiring out rowing boats from a small wooden jetty beside the 250-year-old Packhorse Bridge. They were affectionately called Craddock's Subs, were threepence an hour, and came equipped with a can for baling.
It weaves its way through clough and valley, tributaries like veins feeding the heart of it, a pulsing, churning mass, carrier of trees and boats, delivering them to wharf and weir, washing the wool for the mills which people its banks, 1,000 workers spinning and dying, bathing raw fingers at the end of the day.
Packhorse Bridge was built for crossing Tag Cut, a short section of canal which has been filled in at this end. Created in the late 18th century, Tag Cut allowed barges to bypass difficult river sections and the weir for the mill. Designed by James Smeaton, the father of civil engineering, and dug by teams of navvies, it was one part of the 20-mile-long Calder and Hebble navigation between Sorby Bridge and Wakefield. We can imagine the bustling encampment of navvies who worked here, digging, facing the canal with stone, and building locks and bridges. Their efforts had a lasting impact, supporting the rapid industrial growth of nearby Brighouse and Ellen. By the following century, the area was home to dozens of textile mills, dye works, ironworks, breweries, and other industries.